Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
Yes, we do the classics. We get all the classics out of the way first.
We're back to the comics, yeah.
Back to comics.
No more manga, ever.
Ever. I'm done, yeah. I'm done with Japan. I'm back, I think, by the time this comes out. Probably not, actually.
I don't remember. If my fucking computer would work.
I'm done with it anyway.
This episode will come out 5-1.
Man, I'm loving Tokyo right now.
Nathan is lost. You haven't been able to get in contact with him for the last 2 weeks. And
you need to check in the Trade Warriors podcast.
Yeah. Might be a solo podcast from now on. We got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is
Gotham by Gaslight.
Gotham by Gaslight.
You keep forgetting. Did you even read the damn book?
I don't think so. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm just kind of like panicking. We got different time codes in the description. I said that. We also got Background Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Did you see any news?
I did. Zoe Thorogood's new book is going to be called Vampire on Aisle 6. And it's a comic about vampires and mascot grocery stores. Which, I don't know how those two things connect, but the fact that she's making it, writing and drawing it, sounds awesome.
Gonna be good.
Yeah, it should be really good. Also, Absolute Batman is going to be the new Lego Batman game. And Absolute Catwoman are going to be like skins.
Ooh.
That's pretty sweet.
Big dome looking head.
Which is pretty crazy because that book's not even on 20 issues.
Yeah.
And
it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, pretty big deal.
No.
What else did I have?
Matt Kent, his book Mind Management. It's got a new run coming. It's called Mind Management, New and Improved. Coming June 24th from Oni Press.
We should read that.
Should we?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I hear about that a fair amount.
I feel like I just see it. I don't know if I like hear about it necessarily.
I don't hear about it. Yeah, I guess that's true. But I do see it, and I
sometimes like, it's the same thing.
And I like some Matt Kent stuff.
Does he do the art on it?
Yeah, he's a writer artist on it.
Mm. I feel like there's plenty of Matt Kent things we could get to before that.
Like what?
I don't know. But he been on stuff.
I tried reading Esther.
Either?
No, I think it's called Esther.
Esther, okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I just know it's not Ether, I don't think. I'm going to look it up now. Oh, Matt Kent was on Berserker, too.
That doesn't count.
Never mind, it's Ether. Why did I think it was Esther?
You're stupid.
I wanted to put a lisp on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember reading that, and I was like, it's not anything to me, but
That's a thing. We got some stills for Beyond the Spider-Verse, if you care about that.
That's cool. Come out, they're working on it.
Coming June 18th, 2027.
Allegedly
still a ways away.
Yeah, that was all I had, I think.
One news. Okay,
no, I had two newses.
Oh, Lego Batman news.
Yeah,
okay,
that was pretty cool.
Your one-stop shop for comics news.
Yeah.
Look no further than the Trailer Warriors podcast.
What do you want from me, man?
News segment.
What do you even freaking want from me? I can look some up.
Got a Godzilla Minus Zero trailer.
That's the comic book news.
Yeah, dude. That shit looks sick.
I didn't look at it yet.
You don't watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Does it look good?
It's so exciting.
I saw like the first 2 seconds and there was a bunch of floating debris and I was like, what are we even doing? But I was going to watch it, but I haven't yet.
He's a little bigger.
What?
He's a little bigger.
He's a little bit bigger now?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a grown boy. He was just a baby.
Isn't it a prequel?
To what?
Minus one? Or
maybe.
Or since they subtracted one, now are we now at zero?
It's minus zero, yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, I have a little story.
Oh, okay.
It kind of relates to Batman. I have to find the... Where are my screenshots?
Story time.
So, there's a comedian. His name's Gary Goldman. And he was telling a a joke about how he like tracks all of his books on Goodreads, and he's like really competitive about it.
Okay.
About how many he needs. He wanted to read like 100 books in a year, but he only read like 84 or something. So he started reading graphic novels and other stuff to kind of like,
cool,
you know, fluff his numbers or whatever.
You can track graphic novels on Goodreads?
Yeah. Yeah. They're, it's like, it feels like they're not all there, but you can.
Okay.
And so I like commented, because it's like a new post. I'm like, what graphic novels are you reading?
Do you respond?
Out of curiosity. He's like, yeah, I just finished The Long Halloween by Jeff Loeb.
Okay. I still haven't read that.
And he tagged Jeff Loeb. And then Jeff Loeb is like, Gary, love your work. Honored to have been mentioned by you. By the way, the artist is the late, great Tim Sale. And then Gary Goldman is like, oh, my word. You have made my day. Thank you for the joy you have brought me. Please come to my show someday as a guest. Question mark.
To you?
No, to Jeff Loeb.
But you could be like, hey.
I was like liking everything, and I'm like, I kind of did this.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I was like, what about me?
You did facilitate an interaction that he probably won't ever forget.
Right. And I was like, oh, I met Jeff Loeb. That's kind of cool. You know, and he like signed my copy of Long Halloween. You know? Yeah, fair, yeah.
It is crazy that Jeff Loeb was there last year. Was it last year?
I think he's coming back.
Is he coming back? So we can get Hush 2 signed?
No, that's wrong. I don't think that's right. Hush was coming out, wasn't it?
I think it was currently coming out.
The first couple issues.
Yeah.
Someone's coming back, and I was like, oh, weird. But
Paul Dini is.
Paul Dini wasn't there last year, was he?
No, but I just think it's cool he's going this year.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was just really exciting for me.
That is neat.
You know, interacting with minor celebrities, I guess.
I bet Jeff Loeb follows you because he remembers you from the con. And he's like, I got to find that guy's account, follow him, and see what he comments. Because you do be commenting every once in a while.
What do you mean?
I just see your comments sometimes.
Well, on TikTok?
Yeah, it'll be like on my For You page, and I'll look at and see what the comments are, and I see that you're there. And I'm like, that's why this served it up to me.
Yeah, I'll be like at the top. Because like people like, I think people you know just show up at the top or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works.
But no, he does not follow me. Sad. That's okay, though.
That's okay.
But what book did we read this week, Nathan?
We read Gotham by Gaslight by Brian Augustin and Mike Mignola.
Is this our first Mignola comic, Nathan?
No.
First Hell Mignola drawn?
Ooh.
First Mignola art?
Is it really?
That's sad.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Didn't we read regular Hellboy?
No. We haven't done Seed of Destruction.
Is it?
It is.
That's crazy.
It is.
What are we doing? We don't know anything on this damn podcast.
Dude, yeah, we suck.
We really do.
What are we doing?
There wasn't any Mignola art.
I keep picking a bunch of shit.
I think
that's just, I think it's relevant, but I don't think it affects our numbers at all.
Chip comics are pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Not this one.
I kind of need that sometimes. Just to be like, wow, I don't enjoy this.
I didn't realize that this is like two issues and Mignola wasn't on the second one.
Yeah.
I didn't figure that out until like today when I was on my way here to make sure I had it downloaded on my phone.
Did you read the second part?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I thought that was Mignola, and I'm like, wow, he looks really traditional here.
No, I think I saw this bit where it was like Gotham by Gaslight and then Master of the Future.
Right. And the Master of the Future is by Eduardo Burrito.
Burrito, maybe?
Burrito, I think. Why does he have an E in there? Yeah, Burrito.
That's not how Burrito is spelled.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. I mean, this is always referenced. This is like the first Elseworlds. Is that what people say?
I don't know.
Or recognized first as an Elseworlds?
This came out in the 80s, didn't it?
90s.
You want to bet?
I'll bet you.
I don't want to bet.
I looked it up earlier. It's 1990.
1990?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so, it's cool. Like, I guess it is like, because it's always, I don't know. I don't even know if they didn't call it Elseworlds at that point.
No,
I think
that
was much later.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, just they didn't call it anything. It's just a Batman book.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be more
steampunk Batman.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be more steampunk.
Very little steampunk.
Very little steampunk, especially the stuff that's actually the Michael Mignola stuff.
It's just kind of like,
and my first,
it's just in the 1800s. And
yeah,
did you see any steam? I didn't.
There's steam.
Yeah,
there's no punks though. Unless Jack the Ripper is a punk.
Lo steamy.
There's interesting stuff that they do with the time period, but other than that, I don't think there's a whole lot of steampunk until like the Master of whatever, the second issue.
So steampunk just late 1800s, or it's got to be like a...
Steampunk's like a vibe.
Yeah, it's like a...
Kind of like cyberpunk, how cyberpunk's a vibe.
Right.
It's not totally defined, but you know it when you see it. You know, it's a lot of gold and iron stuff and steam-powered engines and things like that.
Right.
My first... Like,
I feel like Hellboy's kind of steampunk, like the movies.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah,
because like all the gadgets they got, because those are like based in like
basically
like the '60s or something.
Yeah, basically it's like those gadgets and gizmos that are pretty analog. Yeah, a lot of the time, yeah. And
there's gears.
Like they don't have batteries or like cables and stuff running towards them for power.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like coal and steam. But I remember my first introduction to Gotham by Gaslight was Convergence. Remember Convergence?
Mm-hmm.
They had a spinoff that had Shazam, I think, in the Gotham by Gaslight universe, and there was more Gotham by Gaslight characters.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, this is cool. And there was definitely some steampunk in there.
Ah.
So.
They really leaned into it.
Yeah.
I think more steampunk means, like, weaker story, probably.
Why?
Because you have to, like, just give into the gimmick a little bit more, because this is good.
This is, yeah.
Very little steampunk.
Yeah.
You know?
So you think it's... You think it's like an actual...
Yeah.
Whatever you call it.
There's quite a few sequels to this. Because if you just kind of Google this, there's a couple to choose from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just assume there's sequels. I don't know if like Mignola was on any of them. I assume Brian Augustin, rest in peace, worked on him, but I didn't really look into it.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died a couple years ago. Mm. 23, maybe?
Well, let's get into it. Oh, yeah, Gotham by Gaslight, A League for Justice.
Do you not believe me?
In the Kryptonian age. They got Andy Diggle on those. Those are probably fine.
Big Dig.
So yeah, issue one. It is 1889 and Bruce Wayne has left Gotham. By the way, it's going to be a long one. Just because like half the book is just the first issue.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This will be a long explanation, but Bruce Wayne leaves Gotham after his parents are killed and he goes to study under Sigmund Freud. Pop quiz, do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that's like a real person at least.
Yeah, he's the guy with the tiger.
No, that's Sigmund and Roy. Siegfried and Roy.
What'd you say?
Sigmund Freud.
You're saying the same thing.
He's a psychologist.
Is he?
Yeah. You ever hear about the Freudian slip?
Is that like a nip slip?
Very similar.
Really?
It's when you accidentally say something that you are lying about. I don't know how to define it very well, but it's like you're lying about something like that you're saying, but you mention the thing that's like actually the truth because it's like a Freudian slip. You don't mean to say it. It's on your mind. It's like, kind of like that.
Some people just think too much, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Sigmund Freud was definitely thinking too much.
Yeah.
He was also into like dream psychology, and I think about... There's something incest related about him, but I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you should be attracted to people something. Like your mom or something like that.
Okay, yeah,
I'm looking that up now. Hold on.
It was like
Sigmund Freud mom. Let's see what comes up.
Didn't he want to like date someone who looked like his mom or something, or maybe just liked his mom? Did he fuck his mom?
Freud felt that every male child lusted for his mother inherently, and found a father to be a competitor in this affection. Some weird shit. So Batman's studying under this guy, which you know. Healthy guy already after his parents died. So.
What if that information came out later or something?
quite
a choice.
Surely it did. But yeah, he decides to return to Gotham, and on the trip back, he meets Uncle Jake, who isn't his uncle. It's actually a family friend, but he's called him Uncle Jake. And he's also coming back from Europe. And Bruce meets with Inspector Gordon about criminal gangs and stuff that's happening in Gotham. And Bruce has Alfred bring him his suit so he can become Batman again. I guess Alfred was there the whole time, just kind of sleep in the mansion every once in a while.
Watching the house.
Yeah, watching the house. But around the same time, Batman is in the news cycle. Jack the Ripper has been murdering civilians, which people are blaming on Batman. The police search Wayne Manor, and they find a bloody knife that was planted there. So Bruce is arrested and convicted, and he goes to Arkham Asylum. But Inspector Gordon does Bruce Wayne a solid and gives Bruce all of the files of Jack the Ripper. And after a few days, Bruce figures out that Jack the Ripper who Jack the Ripper is, and Alfred helps Bruce escape prison so that he can stop Jack the Ripper's next victim as Batman. And it's revealed that the true Ripper is Uncle Jake, who was driven insane when Martha Wayne rejected him. That sounds like some Sigmund Freud shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like killing people because Martha Wayne didn't want to fuck him.
Yeah, he's like definitely like unwell.
Yeah,
he like kept,
quite incel.
He like would hear his like Martha Wayne's like laugh, I guess. Like
yeah.
the way she laughed when she rejected him.
Right, and he would hear that on other women just kind of walking around.
Right,
and he's like, they're laughing at me, something like that.
Yeah, and so that's why he'd be killing bitches.
Mm-hmm. So the police show up. Jack admits to being the Ripper, and he tries to shoot Batman, but he misses, and then they get Jack the Ripper. He also admits to hiring an assassin to kill Bruce Wayne's parents, and then Batman escapes, and Jack's arrested.
So, big reveal. Jake hired the dude that killed his parents, like when he was a baby,
yeah,
or when he was a kid.
Because Martha Wayne didn't want to put out for him.
Not even put out, just like acknowledge him, I guess.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It definitely plays out slower than you described it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of little details in here.
For but sure.
Super fun artwork, because I feel like I'm mostly, when I see Mignola art, it's just Hellboy stuff or
right.
like variants.
And this is more traditional, but still very Mignola, I feel like.
You can still like see it, you know?
Yeah.
But he's like still trying to do the thing.
This Batman is awesome. I love just the build of Batman. He's just kind of like a wide person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool.
You see the bat suit is just floating.
Yeah, what was going on there?
I don't know. I
figure it's on just like a pedestal or something, but
I've never seen the bat suit and Bruce Wayne in the same room, you know? It's always floating.
But I love that panel where it's Batman. He's like standing there while someone's about to get stabbed, and there's like the steam and stuff behind him.
You'd have to show me.
I think it's actually in the back of this book. It's not downloading on my phone, but it's on page 37. You would know it.
I would know it. I mean, there's like page 37 that is printed on the, you know, like the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like the page 37 that
on Kindle
or whatever.
Yeah.
On the reader.
It's on the Kindle one.
Okay. My shit's moving kind of slow, but
okay, got it.
We'll get there. Something I noticed. The cruise from Europe to fucking Gotham, it takes 3 weeks long.
It's the 1800s.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I would jump out.
It's this panel. I had to look it up.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Like, like I just like how square his, like, his whole...
Yeah, dude, that dude's a fucking fridge.
His whole design. Yeah, dude. You do not want this guy fucking coming after you.
There's like mention of the Joker, kind of.
Yeah.
And I thought like that Joker was gonna be Jack the Ripper kind of thing, and that's like how they play it out. But no, there's just some guy who had like paralyzed his face and is paralyzed with a smile.
Yeah. And I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, it's gonna be obvious.
I was like,
Jack the Ripper
gonna
be the fucking Joker. And it is. I mean, for how short it is, like, you can't really develop a bunch of characters and be like, oh, it's that one that's Jack the Ripper. So I figured if it's not the Joker, it'll be Uncle Jake or whatever, because who the hell is that?
I didn't fucking think that at all. I was like...
I didn't think it either, because I thought it was Joker.
Like, he's actually going after him.
Yeah. But I think it's cool, because, you know, Jack the Ripper's, what, like a real person? Is that a real thing that happened?
Yeah.
And, like, Sigmund Freud's in here and stuff like that. So there's interesting, like, historical context that they've placed Batman into. Which is neat.
Do you know how many victims Jack the Ripper had?
15.
Nope.
How many?
5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's rookie numbers.
He's such a big deal for killing 5 people.
5 people?
I think he is like kind of one of the first like recorded like serial killers. So
that is neat.
That wasn't really like...
It wasn't like a person doing that.
Yeah.
Famously, I guess.
Yeah, he started. He started the trend.
Now there's big numbers. Why is Batman... riding a horse always really fucking cool?
It's just the law.
He rides a horse in this, and I'm like, I love it when Batman rides a horse, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, man. He doesn't have a Batmobile in this version, because it's before cars, I think, but It's so cool when he rides a horse.
Give me a sec. Oh my god. I like how nothing's working today. There's like a little like bank robbery. Mm-hmm. And the bank robber's like, there's $10,000 in there. And I was like,
that's a lot of money.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, that'd be a good haul now.
Yeah, but definitely. Take care of a lot of problems. But in 1889, that would amount to...
It'd be, in today's money, that'd be like 400K.
Close, 355.
Damn. I just really shot in the dark. I have no concept of what inflation rates are.
lot.
That's cool.
There's not a lot of contact in the fighting choreography in this, it feels like, or at least at first.
It's a lot of chasing and...
It's just kind of like reactions,
mm-hmm.
you know, like just aftermath. It'd be like some guy like falling or something, mm-hmm. or like him being thrown up against the wall or something.
Yeah.
But I like had a rough idea of what this book was, and but I like totally forgot that Jack the Ripper was like the villain.
I had no idea.
We get to page like 23 and it's like Jack the Ripper in Gotham. And so I was like, oh yeah.
I think it's, well,
you never knew that? That's like a pretty big thing.
I just
like
thought this was steampunk Batman. I had no concept of what the story was.
Oh, that's like the selling point. That's like a elevator pitch kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Elevator pitch for me, it's Batman, steampunk, and Mike Mignola. That's all I need to say.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's a 3-second pitch for you. But what I thought was interesting in this, and you don't really see that a whole lot, or if you do, I don't notice, is that Jack the Ripper's gone loose. There's a bunch of people being stabbed. And people are like, Bruce Wayne's never available when there's Jack the Ripper killings happening. So maybe he's Jack the Ripper. And I'm like, yeah, of course Batman would be like out trying to find Jack the Ripper the same nights that people were getting murdered. And I just thought that was interesting that he would be like a main suspect because he's never at home when Jack the Ripper's out killing, you know?
Right.
So,
and like,
I mean, it probably happens a lot in Batman, but I was like, that's good.
When he's like in jail, when he was framed, Alfred's like, are you going to like tell them? And he's like, no, I can't do that.
You know?
I'm like, you'd get you out probably.
Mm-hmm. I like the coloring of the like flashback stuff with Martha Wayne. How it went like super yellow.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this was obviously like a very dark blue type of story. That's cool. And I like the mask.
It's like, I think that's like the main difference between the Batman we know.
Right. Because it's a pretty typical Batman design other than like the collar,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I feel like when they zoom in on the face and he looks kind of crazy, you know, like he looks like the comedian in this panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's, it's cool. I don't think it would really conceal his identity a whole lot, but it's neat. Yeah, we know it's so good, man. Anything else? Next issue?
No. Hold on. No, not next issue.
Okay.
1 second. I just got a couple more notes. Dude, I saw this page, and I was like, what the fuck? This is going so well.
You hate to see that.
Like,
oh. Yeah. You're like, oh, we got a whole, like, whole paragraphs. A whole actual book chapter.
Yeah. And there's a bit where like Bruce Wayne is like, they have no case. And then at the bottom of the page, it's like, Bruce Wayne is Jack the Ripper and on the newspaper. It'd be so funny if that was like a page turn though, where like Batman's like, oh, like, Bruce Wayne's like, they have no case.
Turn page.
Bruce Wayne is Jack Ripper.
He's in jail.
Millionaire sentenced to hang. I just think that'd be funnier. One last thing.
I like the sideburns on Alfred.
Does he have like a beard? Oh no, I'm thinking of someone else.
He looks a little bit different. I mean, it's a more prominent mustache than I think most Alfreds have.
Maybe it's just the style of the day, you know?
I think so, yeah, because he has like a bowler hat at some point, and I'm like, I like that.
Yeah. Like,
bring back bowler hats, dude.
No. Don't need them. But Master of the Future?
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah, Master of the Future. This one's Brian Augustin and Eduardo Barreto.
There's not like a title page or anything.
There is. I mean, it's in the beginning of this. They credit. Well, yeah. So Master of the Future, Brian Augustin, so same writer, Eduardo Barreto, and Steve Olaf on colors. So it's 3 years later. Bruce has retired the Batman since he's gotten, he got his guy that killed his parents or whatever. And Bruce has engaged a woman named Julie Madison. And he's back to being Bruce Wayne. He's super rich and stuff. And Mayor Tolliver is planning a big event to market Gotham as a city of the future. But during the planning of this event, it's interrupted by Alexander Leroy, who claims that he wants to be the master of the city, or he will burn the event to the ground. And so he threatens that, and then he escapes. The city ignores the threat, and they go through the event anyway. And Mayor Tolliver, on the day, is kidnapped and thrown into a Zeppelin by Leroy. And he uses, like...
Rock and roll.
The Zeppelin looks awesome. This is where I'm like, here's some steampunk. And he uses these missile things that have like a magnifying glass in them, and it really focuses the sun and starts a big fire.
It's not even a missile.
What is it?
It's just magnifying glass.
Does he not like drop it?
No. Well, no, he like points it.
Oh, okay.
But it's just,
it looked like
the sunlight that's burning the place.
It looked like it was in,
that's pretty steampunk,
midair. Oh, okay. No, it's just pointing down. Okay, I see. But yeah, that was pretty steampunk looking. But yeah, it focuses the light, starts a big fire. So Bruce is like, I gotta go be Batman now. So Batman shows up. He manages to get a glider somewhere. Probably one of the exhibits was a glider. And he flies it to the Zeppelin, where he climbs in. He sword fights Leroy. And they do a big sword fight. And then Batman escapes as the Zeppelin crashes. And Batman reveals that a Gotham councilman schemed with Leroy to burn down the land for an insurance payout. And then Julie later reveals that Bruce has known that he's Batman ever since he saved her.
Yeah, because she had the hots for Batman.
Yeah, she did. And what's funny is that, like, whenever someone mentions Batman and Bruce Wayne is there, like, as Bruce Wayne, he's like, oh, I don't like that guy. Like, he goes out of his way, even though he wasn't, like, part of the conversation, to be like, I think that guy's crazy. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, get him off his trail, you know?
Yeah. And it reminds me of the... Fuck, why am I spacing on his name? The comedian with the skits.
The what? The skits?
The comedian... Dude.
Pete Holmes.
No. The one where it's like it's that skit where...
Tim Robinson?
Tim Robinson with the hot dog.
Yeah, he's like... Well, close our eyes. You just get out of here.
We won't be mad. And he's wearing the hot dog suit.
Yeah. Who did this?
Who did this? That's what it reminds me of when like someone mentions Batman and be like, I hate that guy. It's just like, you could be more obvious.
At the beginning of this, he's like chatting with somebody at like some underground boxing thing.
Yeah, there's like a fight club.
And yeah, fight club. And he like gets in the ring because someone challenges his friend.
Right.
And then we just don't see the fight.
I just know. See
the end of it where he's walking away like, fine.
If there's one dude I'm never going to fight, it's a big man in jeans that's shirtless and a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, no shot.
Like, that guy would fuck anybody up.
He instantly hits like twice as hard as anyone.
Yeah. In jeans, you're fighting shirtless? I think that's hilarious.
There's a scene where Bruce Wayne's just sitting at the fireplace and he's talking about, you know, what he's been through. And whether or not he should still be Batman after fighting or killing or stopping his parents' killer.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, this is when I realized that, like, who Jack the Ripper was. I'm like, oh, it was Uncle Jake, you know? Because, like, when they had the reveal, I'm like, who's that guy? But I was just still reading, you know?
Yeah.
And I just, like, I'm like, oh, it's the guy from the beginning.
Right.
You know?
I just thought, when I first read it, I'm like, why are they putting so much focus on Uncle Jake? I wonder if he's going to come back.
I'm like, I figured there'd just be a lot of characters that, you know, we didn't know. Mm-hmm. And we learned about some people. And
when you put it together.
When I got to the second book, I realized the twist of the first one.
You're like, oh my God. That's how big of a twist it was.
Yeah, they kind of like tell you. It's probably for people who missed the first one.
Mm-hmm. So, Alexander Leroy. This is not like, who the fuck is this?
I was like, is this Superman? At first, because like, because he like... flies into like a window.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck is that guy? And then he says, like, I'm the man of tomorrow or whatever. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
He and just he had like a bit of red and blue. I'm like, okay, maybe steampunk.
He just seems like a weird steampunk Doctor Strange to me.
And then I was like, oh, maybe he's like a Lex Luthor type. Because he's like,
I can see that. He's got a Zeppelin.
Nuts. And he's got a Zeppelin. And
he's got these weird gimmicky clown machines like this thing.
And then I'm like, is he the Joker?
Yeah. he's everybody.
So he's just a amalgam of a couple characters, I guess.
It seems like it. So his plan was, I have these sweet magnifying glass beam, like death ray things. Would his plan have not worked if it was like cloudy that day?
Any kind of sunlight, I guess, would have worked, but I'm sure the direct sunlight, like,
I don't think it would have. I think if it's cloudy, it disperses the rays too much because it's not like a direct ray that you can grab. Have you seen that guy on TikTok that has the death ray?
Yeah. It'll melt like metal, like, and shit.
Like rocks and shit.
Hot dog.
You know? He does the hot dogs a lot. I only watch those ones.
Dude, I like how in this there's like a newspaper clipping, and they just made sure that you did not read the newspaper because it's just this like gibberish marks.
I love when they do that.
Like, it's just, this looks Egyptian, you know? Like, it's not.
You got to commit.
Like,
it's a lot of work, like a squiggly line. I'd be cool
with squiggly lines. This is like weird because they're like, oh, this is English. Don't read it though.
Right.
You know, it's just odd.
I think it's better to write something out because someone will read it. But it's so much more work, I bet, to just figure out what to write down.
But also, like, it like doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
So you don't like.
And I didn't even notice, I don't think, until you showed me that. I was just kind of like skimmed by it. But yeah.
So the mayor or whatever, he was dropped from the Zeppelin and he crashes into where all the people are during this fair thing. And there's this woman who like puts her arms up.
Oh my God, we're doomed.
Oh my God, we're doomed.
Yeah, I was like, why did she pose like that?
I was like, we're doomed.
why is she posing? I wrote the same thing down.
It's the funniest panel in this book.
Oh no. It's like bad acting.
Yeah.
And they only had the film for one shot.
Yeah, that made me chuckle.
I'm glad you saw that too. One of the cool things in this fight scene where they both have like the swords that I think you'd only see in like a steampunk-esque book is Batman throws an entire globe at him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just funny. He's like, I'm gonna pick up this whole fucking thing and throw it at you. And then they get into like right. Can only assume is where the air of the Zeppelin is. I don't really know how a Zeppelin works.
I don't think there's.
It's helium, right? Or something?
I don't know. Does that mean that they're talking funny?
they're breathing super heavy in there.
Is a Zeppelin full of helium?
It's full of something because it could definitely be. It was something flammable, which is why that like
Nuremberg.
What was that famous one that crashed?
I don't know, dude. You got a lot of Googling to do.
Hindenburg. German passenger airship caught fire and crashed while docking, killing 35 of 97 people on board. Holy shit, that many survived? Filled with flammable hydrogen, burned in less than a minute, ending the era of luxury airship travel. That was in 1937. So
historically, they used hydrogen, but now typically use non-flammable helium.
Oh, look at that.
So
how do you make helium non-flammable? I thought that was just how it came.
I don't know. So the point is to use buoyancy and use something that's lighter than air.
Right.
Gas is lighter than air, which is interesting.
There are. Yeah, that's why.
Don't.
You know, balloons?
I don't
know. How they float?
I just know helium makes them float. I don't know oxygen why.
Because the atoms.
We're not doing this.
The atom
we're
not did more atoms this. Than
I don't
oxygen.
Care about the weight of an atom.
I'm trying to teach you something about the world.
I get it.
There's an atomic mass.
I didn't know that.
Helium's 2, oxygen's like 16, dude.
I'm not even listening to you. I'm just trying to get you to stop.
It's so... Just think about it.
I don't have
think
to.
Think, Mark.
I've never needed this information.
Okay.
If Lucas asked me that, that's just how it is. Helium makes it float. My breath does not make a balloon float, you know?
Yeah.
It's that's the way the world works.
I don't know why.
You get one wife.
Why? There's a part where they're fighting in where the hydrogen is, and Batman kicks him off of the catwalk, and I'm like, he should have died. You, Batman, you killed that man.
Yeah. For
like the couple seconds it took for him to fall and land on this beam, mm-hmm. I'm like, you killed a man. I don't know if he's like not into killing or what. It seems like he's pretty good at not killing people.
He said in jail that he is meant to uphold the law. I'm like, you're definitely like breaking the law by doing what you do, but
totally. But I think that's always been kind of what he's trying to do.
Yeah. At least like cracked a couple ribs with like that fall, you know?
100%. He's not walking away.
So if you're in the helium area or the hydrogen area, do you not fall as fast because there's helium all around you?
See, that's a Mythbusters type question. I think it would depend on how it would be negligible. I think like it'd be pretty similar just because you are so much heavier than that is light.
Mm, yeah.
But I think technically helium has less resistance in the air.
Sure.
So technically you'd fall like a little bit.
Okay.
Slower. But anyway, this second one was fine, I think. I just didn't know where it was going. I do like the big Zeppelin crash. That was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he puts on the suit as Batman and he just does a bit of aura farming real quick. And it's this one. And I'm like, I don't think that's Mike Mignola. and that's when I figured it out.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you would do it like that. But this artist, I think, was still pretty cool.
Didn't you have a physical copy of this?
Nope.
Gotham by Gaslight?
Nope, I don't have it.
I thought you just bought one off of the stream. The whatnot.
No. Maybe.
What'd you buy from there?
I bought Wolverine Patch. I think I bid on Gotham by Gaslight and someone outbid me and I was like, whatever.
I think you won. Okay. That's kind of low-key why like I did this one.
So I'd have it physically?
Yeah. You know. Anyway, we would go into Back Matter Matters, but there's not really Back Matter. It's just like some credits of DC, who works at DC, and then like the back cover.
So this is already an animated movie or it's one coming out?
It's already an animated movie. It came out in 2018.
Okay. Did you see that one?
Yep.
Is it cool? I imagine it's different.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
All right, I can get to it now.
Pull list. Colin.
Show me your box.
The pull list, the pull list. What did you shove in your box?
What do you think? Okay. What do you rate this?
Oh, let me think. People like it. I think it's probably rated more than people actually like it because it just has a stigma. It's probably a 4.4.
4.4. I was asking what you rate it.
Oh, I rate it. I rate it probably, what's a steampunk thing? I don't know. I give it a brick oven pizza.
Okay.
That is pretty good. But it's from a pizza chef that doesn't have all of his stuff. So he's just kind of making do with what he's got.
Mm.
So really good. But I think I like him. I think I like Mignola better when he's doing his Hellboy type style now. I have a better appreciation for that.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I would give this.
I give it a turkey leg with mustard. I know that's like Renaissance. Mustard. But like, yeah, dude, you don't put like
you mustard?
You ever get turkey leg?
I get turkey legs.
They have mustard available.
So you're like, you saw that there's mustard there and you're like, I guess.
It works pretty good together.
I guess that's going on the meat.
It's pretty good.
I don't seek out mustard.
I don't really seek out turkey legs, but
Out turkey legs at the Renaissance Fair?
I haven't been in a couple of years because I don't like going.
Hmm.
So like
I like it.
I know. But yeah, no, this is cool. I think it was more it felt more like homework. Like the actual just choosing to read it and then reading it. You know? It's like you hear about it. It's like maybe a classic, I guess. It is cool. So. It is good. I great art. It's not like something I'm rushing to reread kind of thing.
Right.
You know, but like now
I'm glad that I have read it.
Yeah. I like now know this.
And I could talk to people about it as if I talk to people about comics.
I'm not talking to people about this.
I won't ever recommend this, but if someone talks about it, I'd be like, yeah, I read that. I liked it.
Yeah. So you said 4.4 for the collection?
I said probably 4.4 for League of Comic Geeks.
So this got a 3.8.
Oh, okay.
So that was for the original trade that was on Comixology Unlimited.
Okay, got it.
I think the individually the stories have like better have different ratings.
Oh, okay.
But
I would,
I would think
that the Mignola one probably is 4.4 then.
I think it was 4.2.
Okay.
But yeah.
That makes sense.
What are you getting from the comic shop?
Was it for this week?
No. April 22nd.
Let's take a look-see.
Wait, I gotta order shit. Next week.
What are you getting?
I'm getting Marvel/DC Spidey Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta order that.
The flip one or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, brother, I got some news for you. That was the other one. Well, now I gotta verify I'm human. Is that all you're getting?
I think so, yeah. I've like double checked, but I'm sure that's what it was.
Why do I have to log in? I just want to see what's coming out. New comics. There we go. This is for the 22nd, you said?
Yes, sir.
Absolute Wonder Woman. I'm going to be getting that. 19.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be getting... Yep, Spider-Man, Superman. Green Lantern 34. Got to catch up on that one. I think that's about it. Yep, that looks like about it. Oh, Headlopper number one.
Is that like a reboot?
Yeah, it's like new Headlopper. Andrew McLean.
I thought you didn't like Headlopper that much.
I thought I was going to like it more, but I still like Andrew McLean a lot, so it's worth it to get that.
Oh, okay, for sure.
Yeah. And there's a new Image book called In Your Skin. I like the cover. Who's doing it? Let's see. Aditya Bidikar and Sumanth Pal. I probably won't get that one.
But yeah, I watched the animated movie.
Cool.
It's about an hour and 18 minutes long. It feels like they added so much to this. And also they like kind of mix both the stories.
Is it Kevin Conroy? No, he died.
No, it's like
Supernatural guy?
I don't know. It's not Jensen Ackles. I don't know his name. And I only know him from like a few things. You remember like the dude in the office from like iRobot?
The dude in the office.
Yeah.
And he's also in iRobot.
No, the dude in the office in iRobot.
Oh. A guy.
No, that'd be crazy.
I was like, he's in the office in iRobot.
Like Bruce Greenwood. This guy.
Oh, I've seen his face.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's in like...
Deb is in it.
Gerald's Game. Oh, he was...
Deb from Dexter's in it.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, that's crazy.
Did you clock that or...
No, I recognized the voice, but I wasn't sure who it was. So yeah, she's Selina Kyle, so Catwoman's in this. She's actually a pretty big part.
Oh, cool.
So I'm not going to like go over everything that's different about it, but...
Just the highlights, I guess,
like,
for you.
Like, the first victim was, like, Poison Ivy.
Whoa.
You know? Didn't have any powers. Just kind of like a flower-based burlesque dancer or something.
Okay.
And Catwoman's kind of like a unsatisfied citizen who's, like, always kind of challenging the mayor and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And saying how, like... There's like clearly a problem that's going on, but because it's not some elite person that no one seems to care about it and the mayor's not going to do anything about it.
Then it just gets like overlooked.
Right. And so
is Gotham police corrupt in that? Because they didn't seem very corrupt in this.
Not really.
Yeah. Okay. They're just trying their best and just of the time. So
yeah. And there's like just they kind of pad everything like the fights last like a little bit longer, and they added like the Robins, like three Robins. They're just kind of like orphan kids that like are the
three kid, of them,
the kids fucking around on the block or whatever.
Really, there's three of them? Did you get the names?
Dickie, Jason, and Timmy.
Wow.
Or whatever. And yeah, there's just like there's so many like cameo things that like aren't in the book.
Right.
And I just thought that was like bizarre.
Yeah.
Like Harvey Dent is in it. He's like a prosecutor. Like, and so there was a prosecutor in the story, but it like wasn't Harvey Dent or anything. He's like the DA.
Right.
You know? And so it's just like every opportunity they had to kind of just squeeze someone in there, they did.
Just so you could point at it and be like, oh,
like, oh yeah.
That's a, yep. Look at that.
Right. Do you ever plan on watching this?
Not anytime soon. I mean, I could watch it on a plane.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. And then, but like Uncle Jake's like not in it.
That's so funny.
So
tell me, you can spoil it, who Jack the Ripper was. Is it a good reveal? If it's just like fine, then yeah, just tell me.
It's like fine. It's
just tell me.
It's Jim Gordon.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I didn't know that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And it's so weird. What a
weird bastardization of,
like, I'm not like super like protective of the story or anything, but it just like, I thought it was Harvey Dent for a while because he's being kind of shady and just kind of like,
seems like something
kind of shitty. He was like a little jealous of Bruce Wayne, you mm-hmm. know, but like they Maybe make Jim herring. Like this, I don't know, super Christian kind of dude who, and all the victims are like, you know, dancers and strippers, and he's like, it's a scum or whatever, and shit like that. And I don't know, it's just kind of like, kind of dumb. And so they don't fight on like a burning Zeppelin at the end. It's like a Ferris wheel at the World's Fair thing or whatever.
So they have the World Fair?
Yeah, they do have the World Fair.
Oh.
And that's like kind of going on while these murders are going on.
Gotcha.
And they're like, yeah, we got this Ferris wheel. That's like our Eiffel Tower, dude.
That's our big attraction.
Yeah, they're really trying to get like tourism or whatever.
That was probably fucking crazy back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going up there.
They're like, it goes 15 miles per hour. And then people were like, can fast. Humans even do that?
Well, I just turn into fucking mush.
Oh, and then fucking
15 Hugo, miles an hour is faster.
Hugo Strange is in it.
He'd be a good Jack
Ripper. And Hugo Strange is like, humans can actually withstand 35 miles per hour. I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I forget. He was like the doctor in Arkham or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's important for some reason. But yeah, it was just, it was pretty good. I like how it like kind of played out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like that you got like more of the story universe. In a way. Yeah. And that,
does he ride a horse?
I don't remember.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joker in it?
Nope.
They don't allude to a paralyzed face man?
No.
That seems like they would have done that if they're like, let's expand on the story.
Yeah, they'd totally go for that.
Yeah, that thing cheap. That they just, yeah. Even if he isn't like Jack the Ripper or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But anyway, Nathan, this episode's a little short.
It's a little short. I got you your birthday gift. Do you want that?
Sure. Another birthday gift for me?
Yep. It was, you had the thing I got you last week, so I got you a new one and I called you about it, so I know you don't have it.
Yeah.
I was going to get you this initially.
Oh, man, you should have trusted your gut.
Dude, I was, and I was like, I feel like he probably has this in this random assortment of omnibuses that you have.
I would have told you about it. If I did.
Well, yeah. I figured you probably did, and I just didn't listen. So that's why I was scared, and I was like, oh, he definitely doesn't have a whole lot of art books, you know? So that's why I got you the Allred one. But
yeah, this is so cool. And I don't know, like, anything about
Dude, Batman. I don't know anything about Madman. The most I've seen of him, I think, was in Crossover with Donny Cates.
Yeah, that's all I know about him.
So that's it looks sweet. Cool. I Thank actually haven't flipped through
this, it. There's some good value here.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I love Omni. Is it called an Omni on there, or is it, they call it Compendium or something?
The Madmaniverse Library.
Oh, Library Edition. Okay. But yeah, it's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
It looks like a couple of those.
It looks so fun. Like, look at this. It's a Mobius pinup.
Oh.
Isn't that silly looking?
Is that just like a variant?
I guess so.
But yeah. I thought Mobius died like a long time ago.
He did.
Like before Madman.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Hmm. Sweet. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, I hope you like it.
I feel loved.
Check it out a little bit and be like, yes, yeah, it's good. It's as good as people say.
Yeah. Nathan, we got a little game.
Ooh, I love a game.
New game. I stole it from another comic book podcast.
Nice.
I stole it from
Little Yoink,
the First Issue Club podcast, but I like kind of tweaked it.
First Trade Club.
No, it's called Comic Book Character or Metal Band.
I love.
Or both.
Oh, okay.
So I'll throw out some stuff. Some I think you'll know.
Okay.
And you'll tell me if it's a comic book character, a metal band, or both.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
I understand. Yep.
All right. First one, Codpiece.
Codpiece. Metal band.
Yeah, this is a comic book character.
Codpiece?
Yeah.
Have we read it?
It's a DC character. I think it's like an old Suicide Squad member.
That's crazy. That sounds like a good band name.
Codpiece?
It sounds like something. Cool. Codpiece DC. Let me look him up. Did you look up what he looks like?
I knew what he looked like because I know of this because it's the most ridiculous character.
Oh my God, he's got a big cannon dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy shit. He's in the Harley Quinn TV show.
Is he? Okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
Maybe that, I think I've watched that more recently than you have, but.
Okay, good start.
All right. Polaris.
Both.
Both. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Good band, actually.
Good band.
Did you come up with that one on your own?
Yeah, I just want to add it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a good band.
Extremists.
Plural.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it tough for a comic book character, I feel like.
Well, it could be like a team.
It could be a team.
Yeah.
That could be an X-Men team. Good name for an X-Men team.
Mm.
But the face you made just now makes me think it's not that. So it's a band.
No comic book character.
Fuck. Is it X team?
I don't know. I this is one I stole. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I didn't look into it.
Extremists, DC Comics.
Ooh, not probably an X-Men then.
A team of supervillain in DC Comics.
Oh, wow. They look weird.
What we got in there? They were originally part of...
Lord Havoc, Dr. Diehard, Dream Slayer.
Gorgon and Tracer.
Oh, this is
their residence
DC.
Of the planet Angor, an analog of the Marvel Universe that held Champions of Angor, an homage to the Avengers.
Created by Keith Giffen. RIP. They first appeared in Justice League Europe.
Whoa.
Anyway.
That was a good one. These are tough.
Crimson Glory.
That better be a comic book character.
It's a band.
What? That sounds so lame.
It's a metal band.
God,
I mean,
damn it.
This is like metal bands like throughout the year. So there's like some 80s ones in there too.
That's
you know?
Fine.
Okay. Atrocitus.
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Good job.
I remember seeing that band and I'm like, that's that Red Lantern. Dude, there's a huge Red Lanterns omnibus at the shop. I look at it every fucking time.
Oh, really?
Dude, it looks so good.
I think I've seen it because I just look for thick spines. And
yeah,
what do they got?
That's
there?
A thick spine. I'd be like, this would be something that I think only I would buy.
Did Jeff Johns write Red Lanterns?
No. Charles Soule did for a bit.
That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay. But it's been multiple people.
Right.
But yeah, pretty interesting. I think it was Charles Soule when Guy Gardner became a Red Lantern.
Hmm.
And Supergirl.
Okay. Nice.
It's good stuff in there.
Snowflame.
Wow. That could go either way. I think it's a comic book character only.
Correct.
Nice.
He was featured in the Peacemaker book that we
oh,
read.
Oh, right. That's the Coke guy.
That's the Coke guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
he gets his patch from Coke.
I think Snowflame would be a solid band name.
Again, it depends, I guess.
I think it might get corny after a little while, but yeah. Okay.
Crobot.
Just robot with a C in the beginning?
Yep.
No W.
Huh?
It's not like crow?
Correct.
Okay, so just C-R-O-B-O-T.
Right.
Comic book character only.
It's a band.
Fuck! I know the Flobots.
Yeah. End of bar, no end of bar. Blood good.
I hope it's neither. Blood. Is it one word?
Blood good, one word.
Band?
It's correct.
Okay.
It's a band. Jet Boy.
Wow. Both?
Just a band.
Fuck.
Wait, it is?
Mm-hmm. Jet Boy.
I've actually heard of Jet Boy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
King Cobra.
Comic book character?
It's both.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is hard.
It is pretty hard.
I'm impressed at how hard it is.
Overkill.
Both.
Correct.
Yep.
Good job.
Isn't Overkill like a old school DC villain?
I don't know. You want to look it up?
Yeah, let me look that one up too. Overkill. Or comics. Image Comics character?
Oh, is it like 90s Image?
Yeah. Or also known as Overt Kill.
Okay.
But there's also a Marvel Overkill, so we'll see.
Ah, all right. Next one, Tar Pit.
Band.
Comic book character.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Tar Pit.
I think that's a Flash villain.
That's funny. Oh, yeah, probably. It probably slips, dude.
Or you get stuck.
Or you get stuck. I don't know how tar. I don't know how viscous tar is.
Slows him down.
One of those things happens.
Mortician.
That's a dead ass. That's a job.
Yeah.
And a band. Mm-hmm. And not a comic book character.
It is also a comic book character.
Fuck.
It's both.
That's just a career.
Yeah, but it's just a cool band name.
Someone's like, I'm going to create this character and name him Mortician.
Yeah, I've seen.
I'm going to create a character and name him OBGYN. That's basically the same thing.
One word or?
Yeah.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Hmm. Could it be a band? I think it's just the character.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Good Marvel snap card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very annoying.
Annihilator.
Burger King menu item.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
They have it at Dutch Bros. I had one this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Dutch Bros coffee.
Half sweet, extra shot. Delicious.
You got to do half sweet at Dutch now.
Yeah.
Feels like.
I feel like I'm going to die if I don't.
Yeah. I've always felt that way. Annihilator. Comic book character and band. Yeah, both.
Just a band.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Annihilator ever in comics, ever.
You can look. I mean, you can challenge it.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge that one.
All right.
As soon as I figure out how to spell it.
It's a hard one. There's an H in there.
There's the Annihilators.
No, singular.
Mm. All right, they got me there.
Mm-hmm. Someone did their research. I mean, not me, but someone did.
There is a legendary comics graphic novel called Annihilator.
Is that like the character?
It's from Grant Morrison. I think it's the character.
Oh, wait. Is that the space one?
Yeah.
That's not a character. That's just the title.
Character. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's like a horror book. Like a space horror. I think it's on my list.
Yeah, his name's on Annihilator though. Okay.
Dang.
Fair enough.
She-Hemoth.
Wow. It's really great for both. She-Hemoth. I think it's... I feel like it's just one, but I don't know which one. It's probably just the comic book character.
That's correct.
Nice. Okay.
That is a boy's character.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's just kinda
That's like, a good one.
Yeah, I like
Garth Ennis could cook sometimes.
I think he cooks quite a bit. Gnome.
With a G?
Mm-hmm.
Gnome. That's the Saga character, isn't it?
Goose?
Oh, that's Goose. Never mind.
That one?
How do you spell it? G-H-U-S?
Yeah.
With a little stank on the U?
With the... This is
with
a word
the stank? The accent?
That It's called like a Uber or something.
Band. Gnome is a band.
Correct.
Only band?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The Darkness.
Both.
Correct.
The Darkness came out with a book today, actually.
Mark Silvestri?
I think so.
Nice. Did you see he's going to Comic-Con?
I did. Yeah, I should have picked up that book. It's The Darkness versus Angelus. So if you're really into Angelus, you should go pick that up.
The most recent thing that I think of with The Darkness is The Darkness and Ray Shremmerd, like the rap group.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like the Black Beatles song?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know the...
How's it go? Sing it. Rap it. Without the
N-words. That girl is a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, really?
That's Ray Shremmerd.
Hmm.
What's
The Darkness doing there? So if he was like holding The Darkness comic and was like pondering purchasing it, and I'm like, I think you got to stay away from that one.
Why?
Just because it's like the darkness, and then she thought it was like versus angels, but it was angel-less. And I was like, I don't know if you'd be into it, just knowing you. But she actually did get a comic today.
You know what it was?
It was
Hab. The Hab.
It's got David Laffam.
Oh, cool.
Bill Sienkiewicz. Jacob Phillips.
Wow.
Doesn't it look awesome?
I see.
Yeah. Flip through it. Oh, dude.
And this
I got,
is new?
I got the reprint.
The Nectar or Nectar. Oh, it's a bad idea book.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The cover looks great. I flipped through the pages and I'm like, this looks awesome.
This is a cool.
Yeah.
If Bad Idea made more sense, I'd probably buy more of it. Sweet. Because I just like.
You think a lot of their stuff just is confusing?
They'll have fake covers with fake names on it, but it'll be like real people that are big, you know? And they'll just like.
What are you even saying?
They'll be like a story in there, but the cover won't be the cover for that story. And they'll have names, like pseudonyms, but it'll actually be like Jason Aaron or something.
What the hell?
Yeah. And
that's funny.
That pisses me off. Last one.
Okay.
Gore Pig.
That's a great name. I think it's just a band.
That's correct.
It's like the heaviest metal band you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so hard.
It makes me uncomfy. Yeah, I thought there was fun.
You should text me that list. I'll quiz Sophie.
It'd be so much harder for someone just like doesn't know.
Dude, I feel like I didn't know any of those for sure, except for Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
You knew Polaris.
I didn't know Polaris, actually, yeah.
Anyway, Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
We are going to read The Punisher.
Yes, sir. 2022, the Jason Aaron.
Jason Aaron Punisher. Because there's a TV show.
Special.
It's an hour.
Episode. Is it just an hour?
I think I saw it was like an hour or like an hour and 5 minutes or something.
We have an hour and some change.
Mm-hmm.
One so last kill. Week. Oh, just saw it out.
Punisher, and he's got a beard now.
Hell yeah.
We love that. Let me tell you something.
We're going to record it right now.
Yes, we are.
So we'll see you in the same outfit.
Let us know if you like Gotham by Gaslight or any other iteration. You can let us know at traderspod@gmail.com.
Do you like any of the sequels? Let us know.
Are there... Yeah, actually, I would be curious to know. Because I feel like they probably expand on a lot that people are like, how does this work?
Wasn't there like some Christmas one shot for DC that John Layman wrote?
Yeah.
It was like Plastic Man or something?
Yes.
But it was like Plastic Man and by Gaslight or something?
I think so. I remember reading it and being like, I don't know what any of this means, but it's cool.
Because I think he was homies with Brian Augustine or something.
Oh, really?
That's neat. But anyway, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.